Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Full Potential Podcast. I am your host, Nick Wagner Sr., joined again by my friend, Leah Calabria, and we are going to do another episode of Career Inspiration Advice. These are quick 5 to 7 minute episodes to hopefully hit some topics that help you with your career. So, Leah, what is our topic today that we are going to discuss?
Yeah, so today I want to talk about the Career Center at colleges and universities and how you can leverage that in your career journey, kind of anywhere where you are in that process.
Yeah, I think that's a great topic. And I think it's, you know, I always laugh, Leah, because I'm all about helping people with their careers now. And I don't think I went to the Career Center one time when I went to the University of Connecticut when I went to college, which is kind of sad, but which is why I think this is a really important topic, because I think it is an underutilized resource. So for many people that go to a college or university that are there today or that have gone, you may not know that most schools have a Career Center with professionals designed to help students and alumni, and I always make sure I highlight that, because most career centers will actually help alumni as well with their career search, with interview prep, with resume prep. They do so many different things, and I think it's a very underutilized resource because you're not mandated to go there. So most colleges and universities don't require you to go through a course on how to interview or how to make your resume or things of that nature. They just tell students, hey, go to the Career Center, and it's optional. So some common uses for the Career Center, I mentioned, so if you want help writing your resume, your Career Center will help you write your resume. So that's a huge, you know, I think that's just a huge thing that they'll help you with that is free. It's technically not free because it's part of your tuition cost, but you don't have to go to an outside company or an individual to help get your resume written and pay a cost. You can do it at your Career Center. So they have templates to help you write it, to help you edit it. I think that's a great kind of first step to how to get introduced to the Career Center. The other one that is a very, I think, again, underutilized resource that they have is mock interviews. So they will actually do a mock interview with you. They'll have an individual, it could be a Career Center professional, it could be one of the student volunteers or student workers, actually have you come in dressed up, sit in a room, and they'll throw interview questions at you, which is, if you've never done an interview, that is a great way to prep for an interview. Because, and Leah, I know you interview a lot of people in your role at work. A lot of people, you know, interviewing is not something you do a lot very often, so getting practice before you do an interview is always super helpful. So the mock interviews are huge. And I think probably what the most common thing people would use a Career Center for is actually finding a job. So most Career Centers are contacted by countless, and I mean countless, organizations that are looking to hire those students. So it could be for-profit companies, it could be nonprofit companies, it could be governmental entities, all different types of organizations reach out to these Career Centers because they know that there are students either looking for internships or full-time opportunities. So most colleges and universities will have a job board where you can go and check out what available positions there are that organizations have come to them with. So that is a very great way to use your Career Center. And then the other way is to reaching out to your Career Center to talk with them about, I'm interested in working at this company. What have you heard about that company? What have your interactions been like? Do we have any alumni that work at that company that you might want to introduce me to? Doing that research through your Career Center is another great way to kind of learn about a company maybe before you apply or before you accept a job. And then the last thing I'll share, Leah, because I think this is something that a lot of people don't realize, is that once you graduate from a college or university, almost all the Career Centers I've ever worked with will also help their alumni. So as long as you can prove that you graduated from the school, you can still leverage the Career Center for all the things I just mentioned, right? So resumes, interviews, finding a job. And I think a lot of Career Centers are actually seeing an uptick since COVID started with hearing from alumni, because so many people have been displaced from their jobs. Yeah. They've not only been able to help their students, but also some alumni as well.
Those are some really good points, especially on the making connections with the alumni, which can really get you connected into an organization and into a role by knowing someone without maybe even really knowing them. I think some of the things that I've used as an alumni too, sometimes they have free courses that you can take that you might, the longer you've been out of school, taking a refresher course and doing it for free is a good thing to do. And I actually looked into the university that I went to, and they have not only the mock interviewing, but, and you had talked about this on one of your podcast interviews, the recorded, so you can record your answers and play them back to yourself, which is kind of a cool new feature that wasn't available, I think, when we graduated. So they have some really, really awesome stuff out there.
You bring up a great point. A lot of people don't realize that now with virtual interviews, some companies are using systems where, kind of like what we're doing to to record this podcast, you actually go in, they give you a question, and then you record yourself using your webcam and your microphone. And again, if you've never done that, it can be a little nerve-wracking. So having the opportunity to practice before you go on an interview, I think it's just such a great it's such a great opportunity to be able to do that before you interview.
Yeah, they definitely have some great resources. So great points. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think just, you know, take advantage of the resources. Again, they're part of your tuition costs, so don't be afraid. They have great people that work there. Most people that work in these career centers are passionate about helping people find jobs and find their opportunities. So just take advantage of it, and don't be like me. Don't be like Nick and not go to your career center during college.
Well, thank you again. If anyone has any other topics, again, go to the Full Potential Movement website. Reach out to Nick, and you'll be hearing more of these in the future. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Leah. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Full Potential Podcast. If you'd like to hear more interviews, please subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, including Apple Podcasts, Google, and Spotify. You can also connect with us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And don't forget to check out our website, fullpotentialmovement.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing, and be well.